It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz. The number is 1-800-859-0957. You can call or text 1-800-859-0WJR. Getting a lot of calls today on whether or not you're still standing with Donald Trump through all of the chaos, or if you're starting to lose faith. Right now, I want to tell you about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He has launched an investigation into Kellogg's, alleging the company is misleading consumers by advertising its cereals as healthy despite containing artificial food dyes. Paxton's office is focused on Kellogg's use of bright synthetic dyes, like those reds, the yellows and blues and greens that we see in popular cereals like Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. These dyes have been linked to various health concerns, including obesity, autoimmune disease, and cancer. The investigation follows Kellogg's failure to remove the dyes from U.S. versions of their products, despite previous commitments to do so. In Europe, they don't have these dyes. Paxton's actions come amid a push by Health and Human Service Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to overhaul food regulations as part of his Make America Healthy Again initiative. Kellogg's has not yet commented on this investigation. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks. Good morning.
Yeah, this is
at least I'm great, except for the market. But other than that, I'm great.
Yes, that's right. You just hang in there. Be patient. You're a young man. You have lots of time. Lots of time on your side. I think people look at this cereal issue and they're like, well, why are they doing it one way in Europe and one way here? And we haven't really heard any complaints that the cereal just tastes much better here. Maybe it does. I don't know. I haven't had the European versions yet. But what is the Texas Attorney General doing in Michigan investigating?
Well, great question. The motivations for him doing it, you know, obviously he wants to run for Senate or whatever the case may be, or maybe he's the puppet for, one of the higher ups in this Consumer Protection Act. So the bigger question is, what is Kellogg's going to do? Is this a deceptive trade practice? That's what, we have in Michigan. That's what they have in Texas. It's a Consumer Protection Act. And the issue here is, are they misleading or misrepresenting what it is that's in their cereal, their product? Is it healthy? Is it not healthy? The fact of the matter is Canada and Europe both don't have and disband or banned the red dye 40 and a couple other different dyes. So I think it's a relevant issue. It's a big issue. The fact that Texas is doing it is, you scratch your head a little bit with it because that's probably a political motive, but still, the FDA said it was okay within certain quantities. However, they just said that they want this particular dye, number 40, banned by 2027 because potential links of cancer being caused in rats. So my guess of things is this is a big issue. Kellogg's is going to now be under a microscope. It's probably not just a headline. And, the remedy for this under the Consumer Protection Act or the deceptive trade practices for that in Texas is a financial one. And they also have to show potential injury. So it's a big deal for Kellogg's. It's not like something they can just sweep under the rug. This is going to have some heavy lifting and scrutiny that, why are you doing it here? You said you were going to stop this. You haven't stopped it. As of yet. So I think it's going to be a very significant investigation.
Yeah, I thought they had congressional hearings on this and some of this was addressed. But my question is, could a state like Texas or California or New York, some of these big states, could they ban the use of this dye in their states? And then because they have such big populations, would it force the companies to remove that dye because they're not going to make one cereal for Michigan and another one for California?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. So West Virginia just did this. West Virginia just passed a House bill, 2354, banning certain dyes, red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, and whatever by D number 1. They just put a House bill into place. So for their manufacturing of those products within their state. So That's an interesting question. You got the Commerce Clause that you're going to have to deal with. The fact of the matter is if you're in the state and you're manufacturing certain products, and there's a state law that prohibits you, just like we have in Michigan, certain things that we prohibit. So your company may not be based in Michigan, may not be based in California, as you just put it, may not be based in Texas or whatever the case may be, if they ban by legislative acts to make sure that there's, you know, certain chemicals that are not included.
Well, how would a civil suit fare, a class action civil suit against the company based on, you know, whatever evidence they say there is of, you know, obesity or cancer or some of these other negative effects of it?
So it's a far ways away from a class action suit, unless you get, you know, you find someone that wants to take on a claimant. The cost of that, just so you could see it from the mind's eye of a consumer, the cost for a me or some lawyer putting into a class action lawsuit, the science that would be needed, the experts that would need it, it would be a long time coming. However, that threat to the corporation in and of itself, it would cost them millions of dollars as well. So, and in this particular case, the fact of the matter, if they could have a link, you know, of showing that they knew, that they actually had knowledge of this chemical, whatever the red dye is, whatever the dye is, if they could, and they buried that information, that would be very significant. But I don't, you know, that would be, that's a big hypothetical, and I think a long ways out.
All right. Well, with Robert F. Kennedy in office now as the Health and Human Service Secretary, you got Texas focused on. I think you're right. I think it's not something they're going to be able to sweep under the rug. It's something they're going to have to take a hard look at and decide if they want to change the course of business. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
All
take
right.
Care. Thanks.
Yep. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head to Ohio and check in with Earl. Earl, welcome to All Talk. Hey, Earl. All right, let's go to Bloomfield and check in with David. David, welcome to All Talk.
Kevin, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
The United States runs a merchandise trade imbalance with the nation of Canada, our largest trading partner, of $63 billion at the end of 2024. The Canadians own $378 billion of U.S. treasuries. Although the United States runs a merchandise trade imbalance with our trading partners, we run a capital surplus as money returns to the United States. In 1930, the Smoot-Hawley tariff imposed a levy on 25,000 goods and services from other countries. At the end of 2023, total U.S. imports totaled $3.8 trillion. The market is not overreacting.
All right, David, appreciate you calling. It is a very, this is very serious. This is unprecedented times. We haven't seen, you know, a reaction like this in a very long time. And this is all because of the decisions that Donald Trump is making. Donald Trump is standing by it, and a lot of his supporters are as well. But there is a lot of uncertainty as people watch their 401ks tumble. We'll see what happens next with tariffs. It's far from over. You're listening to All Talk.